At 6:06, it is clear, 68 degrees in Tulsa. We're anticipating a mild day with a high of only 86. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Let the community debate begin. Catherine Roberts this morning has the latest on Vision 2, the proposed extension of Vision 2025.
The choice is yours. An extension of the Vision 2025 sales tax will be on the November ballot in Tulsa County. The County Commission voted to put it there yesterday. Not everyone was pleased. Rhonda Vilmont-Smith with the Tulsa 912 Project, a conservative group opposed to the extension, says citizens don't need more taxes.
When does it stop? Do we not start looking at where we need to cut our money?
The revenue would go, among other things, to infrastructure updates at the airport complex. Vision 2 co-chair Don Walker says these will entice new companies to Tulsa and help keep the ones already here.
Because it's not just American Airlines, it's Spirit AeroSystems, it's our Navistar group, it's all about jobs.
The extension would last through 2029. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
At least four people are injured in a South Tulsa apartment fire. It happened yesterday at the Fairmont Terrace near 61st and Riverside Drive. Tulsa Fire Captain Stan May was on the scene.
We had a apartment building, it's got 24 units in a total, the 12 on the west side of the firewall were all affected.
The Red Cross is assisting those displaced by the blaze. Investigators say a child playing with a cigarette lighter is to blame for that fire. Governor Fallon has requested federal disaster aid for four Oklahoma counties where wildfires erupted in recent weeks. She is seeking the aid for residents and business owners in Cleveland, Creek, Oklahoma, and Payne counties. Now, if granted, the government would deliver individual assistance to residents who had losses. Five school staff members and 70 students are homeless following the Manford wildfire. School Superintendent Steve Waldvogel is impressed with the community support.
We really appreciate and all the donations that we have right now and that have come in to get them started for school, because we know when they get here, they're going to be excited. They're going to want to see their friends. They're going to want to be able to you know, not have to worry about if they have paper or pencil or glue or whatever. And all that stuff's going to be here for them.
He says they've collected so many supplies that they're now sharing with the Olive and Drumright school districts, which also sustained damage in the fire. A Sand Springs substitute teacher is accused of raping a 14-year-old student. A mother found text on her daughter's telephone that allegedly came from the teacher. Accused is 37-year-old Stephen Beard. Well, IMSA is bracing for a rash of wrecks. It seems to happen every year when a new school year starts. IMSA's Kelly Brewer says teens are involved the most.
Typically, a normal period of that time, any time of the year, we'd maybe respond to a handful or so car accidents involving that age group. This can spike up to 30 to 40 or more.
She says teen drivers are easily distracted and have much less experience in driving in rush hour traffic. Jurors will hear more testimony today in the competency trial of Andrew Dennehy. The 24-year-old is accused of the shooting spree outside the Tulsa courthouse last spring. A doctor has said he is unfit to aid in his own defense. Our weather forecast, a 20% chance of rain, mild with a high of 86. Tonight, an isolated thunderstorm will be possible, 66 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, hot with a high of 98. Thursday, a 40% chance of a thunderstorm at a high of 97. National Weather Service radar shows some showers in southeast Kansas, nothing in our part of the state. Right now, it is clear and 68. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.